Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Last week, the Associated Press changed its style book on the term illegal immigrant. This comes just as Washington, D.C. is about to release proposals for immigration reform. The AP says that had nothing to do with the timing. They were just about to do their annual deadline for the AP style book changes. AP style is generally used widely by many newspapers and news outfits. And this shows that language is important when we talk about sensitive and controversial issues. You can go to virtually any protest on illegal immigration reform, and someone on one side will be holding a sign that says, "What part of illegal don't you understand?" And on the other side, there's going to be a protester with a sign that reads, "No human is illegal." Immigration activists may see the AP style change as a victory, but does it really change anything? And opponents to immigration reform may see this as a top-down liberal bias being imprinted onto our news. So what do you think? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. And our guest this half hour, we have conservative pundit Timothy Graham from newsbusters.com. Timothy.
Yes, newsbusters.org.
Newsbusters.org. Thank you for correcting me on that. Sorry about that. And Nora Lopez, Metro Editor of the San Antonio Express News. Nora?
Good afternoon.
So, Timothy, at Newsbusters, what was the reaction when y'all got word that AP was making this change?
Well, you would think that a style book is about grammar. But, you know, in today's day and age, grammar is politics. You know, everything about the words we use is about politics. So it seems to me that at a time when our media is reporting a buoyant wave of optimism about immigration reform, this is not an untimely change. Right before we see a wave of stories like this. Now, I would say that the change here is a sort of a cosmetic change. I don't think it dramatically changes a news story by AP. Our complaint is about something larger, and that is the whole idea that these stories on immigration are incredibly slanted in favor of what they call immigration reform. Almost every story tilts in favor of the liberal view, tilts in favor of, you know, the concern here is that they're demonizing the undocumented. And that's not what we see when we watch news stories on immigration. We see the romanticization of the illegal immigrant. We see it, you know, all kinds of gauzy, sympathetic stories about people who are trying to emerge from the shadows. That's really the sound of our news media today. So the style change does suggest that AP is following the liberal wave here. You know, they're taking what should be a fairly neutral term and saying, no, you know what, that hurts people's feelings, so we have to go with something that sounds more palatable, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, well, let's go over to Nora Lopez from the San Antonio Express News Metro Editor. And do you think that that's what y'all are doing, that y'all are trying to spare people's feelings? I mean, the Express News, 5 years plus, we don't know how, it's been a long time since Express News abandoned the use of the term illegal immigrant.
No, I mean, obviously we want to be sensitive, but I think more importantly, we want to be accurate. And until somebody is proven guilty of a particular crime, you can't really say that word. It's why we avoid, you know, using terms like murder, and we say slaying, drowning, whatever, because we're trying to be as accurate as possible. So it's a little bit of that. It's mostly trying to be accurate. But I also think that the AP's change is really just kind of catching up to the rest of the world, thanks to social media. You know, the world has shrunk, and the younger generation now, I think it's just more tolerant of different views and different ideas and different background, different religion. So I think the AP is really just kind of catching up to where the majority of people are.
All right. This is a community conversation. If you want to jump in, the number is 614-8980. We do have a caller on the line. Tom, you're on the air.
Thanks very much for taking my call. How are you today?
Doing great, sir. Go ahead.
Listen, I can't agree. I can't disagree with your with the young lady from the San Antonio Express News who just expressed her opinion or answered your question more. I think the AP's recent disclosure that the term illegal immigrant is under the style guide is going to be changed, or they're considering doing that. And I really think that the words illegal and immigration, of course, that's got its own definition. But the fact that the AP has chosen to make this announcement at this point in time, really based on political correctness and what the majority of their perceived readers want, and the fact that they don't want to hurt feelings and want to be politically correct, I don't think there's anything wrong in calling a spade a spade. It's not hateful. It's not directed at any one person in particular, but there are people who are in this country illegally. They've immigrated here illegally. And I think it's ludicrous, the fact that, oh, no, we mustn't say that now. It's not been proven that. It's not been proven. It's not been shown to me. And if their feelings might be hurt and they've got sensitivity issues, I think this is just indicative of the fact that we've taken some things in the spirit of publicized guidance, laws, whatever, and taken them to a degree that is more than realistic. I think it's kind of silly. So that's just my opinion.
Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate you calling in and giving us your opinion. And Nora from the Express News, have y'all taken a lot of flack from when y'all decided to drop using the term illegal immigrant?
Actually, you know, I'm happy to report that we're not bowing to any kind of political correctness. We've actually been using this term, as far as I can tell, at least 10 years. When I was a state editor back in 2002, we did not use the term illegal immigrant. At the time, we were using undocumented immigrant. And we've gone back and forth. For a while, we were using unauthorized. But now we're back to trying to describe people as accurately as we can. We're not going to sanitize it. If somebody is in the country illegally, we're not going to hide that from the public. We just want to be as accurate as possible. So now we're saying, you know, according to officials, according to, you know, Border Patrol, whoever it is that's giving us the information, you know, this person is in the country illegally. But again, it's really, for us, it's just trying to be as accurate as possible. And also, you know, that is a part of the conversation that many immigrants, and I'm an immigrant myself, do find the term discriminatory, inflammatory, and pretty much filled with prejudice. And when used as a noun, well, it really dehumanizes people when you call someone illegal.
Now, there's a difference between calling someone an illegal. That's something that you would hear it on some national programming, news programming, but over at Timothy Graham, real quick, because we got to go to the break into a minute. Do you condone the use of the word illegal?
I don't think that you need to use an adjective as a noun. Again, that to me is more of a grammatical issue. What's amazing is you take a term like this, which is pretty straightforward, and you show that people are having an ideological and emotional reaction to it. To say that the word illegal immigrant is stuffed with prejudice. You know, look, the Associated Press has failed to have a style book item for the most dehumanizing term that they use in their everyday coverage, and that is the word fetus. When an unborn child is aborted, that is described by the Associated Press as a fetus. There is nothing that dehumanizes better than that word, and we're still waiting for a change.
Okay, I've got to go to break right now, but we'll continue this conversation in just a moment. You're on this. This is The Source on KSTX.
And in a groundbreaking move, the Associated Press, the largest news gathering outlet in the world, will no longer use the term illegal immigrant. That is out. No longer illegal immigrant. They will now use the phrase undocumented Democrat. That is the new undocumented Democrat. No more.
And that is tonight's show host Jay Leno cracking wise about our topic right now, AP dropping illegal immigrant from the style book. Is this political correctness gone too far, or is AP catching up with most people think about the appropriate language for this controversial issue? Discussing this issue, we have Nora Lopez. She's the Metro editor for the San Antonio Express News. We also have conservative pundit Timothy Graham from newsbusters.com. And we also have you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, and we're going to go to the phones. Michael is on the air, and he wants to comment. Michael.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Great.
I live here in San Antonio, Texas, and I heard Nora Lopez saying that they no longer use the term illegal immigrant. Okay, my question is this, sir. How can they not use that word or term when that's what they are? Bottom line is this. They can come to our country and commit any crime. You know, they can commit serious crimes. None of them are documented, okay? They can do anything they want. They say that they come and take jobs here, okay? All the unemployment that's here, you got over 11 million illegal immigrants here. I mean, they're not, what else are they called? If you go to another country, that's what I am. You go to Mexico, I'm considered an illegal immigrant.
Right.
The country is in such a bad status to where they need to get rid of these people.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Some hostility towards the idea of dropping the term illegal immigrant. It says that's what they are, so why don't we use the term? But there's many different ways to describe someone's immigration status if they're here. One term I hear all the time, Nora, is that a person who's here, an unauthorized border crosser, all sorts of terms. What is the preferred way that Press News likes to refer to people who are in the country without legal residency?
Immigrants who are in the country illegally. It's wordy, it's a mouthful, but it's really what's the most accurate.
So Timothy Graham at Newsbusters, do you think calling people who a person who is in the country illegally, does that somehow brighten up the fact that they're here in the country illegally?
I don't have a problem with the use of that. It's a mouthful and it's unnecessary, but that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that these people want to deny that this is liberal bias. They want to deny the idea that activists who've been fighting this, whether it's the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, whether it's these people at colorlines.com, they're very clear and they're saying, this is impeding our public policy goals. We want immigration reform, and we're not going to get it until we re-engineer the language. That's what's objectionable, is that they're saying we're going to change the language in our so-called objective journalism at the San Antonio Express News or any other newspaper or any other wire service. We're going to change the lingo to better fit the emotional feelings of liberals, and that's what's going on here.
Okay, back to the phones. John has something to add to the conversation. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I do. I think the whole idea of changing the conversation isn't off the mark. There's a point in time, you know, when you say your sister's ugly, it may be true information, but it's not needed or wanted. It's not the best way to go about it. And the whole conversation about immigration has been skewed to the point that if you're pro-immigration, then you're a socialist who wants to give away the country. If you're anti-immigration, then you're a bigot who hates everyone who's not Anglo. And the entire rhetorical, the dogma surrounding it has just been beaten to the point that there is no meaningful conversation. And if bringing this to a center point to where that there is an amicable way to refer to individuals and their status that isn't denigrating, I don't see what the negative is to that. At the same time, if they're illegal, they're illegal. That's a whole different conversation about the justification of them being illegal. But the point being, what is the downside to coming to common terms?
All right. Thank you for that comment, John. So Timothy Graham, newsbusters.com. Do you think that if we did get away from some fiery language, that it would make it easier to come up with a political solution to this problem that needs to be tackled?
Well, we do expect the news business, the news industry, our establishment media, to be the ones who would use community terms. And this is what the AP style book is about on some level. And what is the language you use to describe policy debates? I think that the AP in some of these cases has tried to drain emotional words out. For example, they've decided the style book not to encourage reporters not to use the term homophobia because it's emotional. And I understand that. I just think in this particular case, I think a lot of people are stunned that a term like illegal immigrant is seen as wildly prejudiced and emotional, and then to say it's an immigrant who's who's here illegally is fine. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the idea that they load these stories up where, we've seen over and over again that stories have 8 or 10 liberal points of view on this in favor of more immigration reform, and then the conservatives get, 10 seconds or one point of view. It's the slant in the stories that's really letting down the public. It's the whole idea. Liberal journalists, and I think we heard it from your other guest, seem to think the majority is always with them. I haven't seen where that's true. Nobody took a poll to say, should AP use this term?
That's not how AP operates. AP doesn't operate by taking polls.
But your other guest said that AP is basically with the public, and the San Antonio Express News is in vogue with the public. Well, go take a poll, because if you listen to the callers on this show, they don't seem to agree that that's the popular way to do it.
All right, sir. Now let's go back to the phones. Denise is on the line. Denise, what do you have to say?
I really agree with the notion of changing the way you described the immigrants. And I think that what we tend to do here in the United States is that we demonize the people that are in the system, but we're not looking at the system, and we're not seeing or acknowledging that if we had an effective system, these people would not be considered illegal. A lot of people come here with great intention. They're hard workers. They go through immigration. They go through customs. They go through the processes of trying to do what we say we want them to do, which is come here illegally, and then they find that there's no system in place for them to do that. And if you have children to feed and you have a family to take care of, you're going to do what you need to do. And I think that as a country, we should be better about creating a system that doesn't create these so-called illegal immigrants.
All right. Thank you, Denise, for that call. Nora Lopez from the San Antonio Express News. She says many of these people, they wouldn't be illegal if they had a choice. If there's a way for them to somehow obtain legal status, they would.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody wants to be able to come here and work with the proper documentation. They don't want to have to be hiding or running or, be afraid of the police. And in fact, that's why many police officers are in favor of immigration reform, because, they want people to be able to come to them and talk to them and speak up whenever they see something wrong. And so you have that other opposite end of things that, people become afraid of authority because they're afraid that they'll be stopped and they won't have the proper documentation and will be deported, separated from their families, etc. So, yes.
All right. So back to the phones. Jordan, what do you want to add to the conversation, sir?
I was just going to add that in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, he talks about how they started burning books because a long time ago, there were all of these words that people started saying were politically incorrect. And so eventually, all of the words that used to be politically incorrect are now politically incorrect. And now all of a sudden, all of these words are politically incorrect. And you can't even talk about the subject anymore. And so they just stopped because they didn't want to offend anyone. And they started burning the books that, used to supply all this knowledge. And so it just worries me that we're going down the path that Ray Bradbury warned us about, to where, today illegal immigrant is politically incorrect, and then tomorrow the word that they replace it with is going to be politically incorrect, and eventually we just can't talk about anything, and everything is politically incorrect. So, it just worries me that we're going down this path that Ray Bradbury warned us about, all those years ago with Fahrenheit 451.
All right, it's an interesting concept. So, Timothy Graham from Newsbusters, do you think we're on a slippery slope and there's going to be more adjustments from AP coming?
Well, it's possible, because again, what you have here is a group of people who want to be journalists, but who seem to be lobbied. Okay, people who are lobbying them to change the language, and their interest in changing the language is to pass legislation. And so, to me, it's like we somehow expect in today's world that our national media, that our local media are going to moderate a political debate. And what we often find instead is we have people who pose as objective journalists who are pushing very hard to drive a Democratic agenda. So you have these groups like the National Association for Hispanic Journalists. They have a membership group meeting in D.C., and who's the guest of honor? The mayor of San Antonio, who's a Democrat. There's no Marco Rubio at a Hispanic journalist group. There's no Ted Cruz. There is the Hispanic Democrats.
Okay. Any last words on that, Nora Lopez from Express News, really quick?
No, I disagree. I think there's nothing I'm going to be able to tell him to change his mind, but I think newspapers in general strive very hard to be fair and objective and to give both sides of the story.
All right. Thank you very much. Nora Lopez, San Antonio Express News Metro Editor. We had conservative pundit Timothy Graham from Newsbusters.com on the air. We're out of time. We had so many great calls. Appreciate you calling in. The conversation continues online on our website at tpr.org. Paul Flav is the producer of The Source. Wayne Coble is the TPR program director. Chris Udaly is our web producer. We get help from production help from Catherine Dixon. I'm David Martin Davies. Check us out online at tpr.org. Support from The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.